Here is the prompt to get our philosophical conversation started. Welcome, fellow. I'm excited to engage in a discussion on the fascinating realm of philosophy. As we explore the rich history of philosophical thought, I'll take on the role of the devil's advocate, challenging and critiquing each philosopher's ideas. Our chronological list includes some of the most influential thinkers throughout the ages. To kick things off, please present the Let's dive into the world of philosophy and see where our digital discussion takes us.
Welcome to our philosophical journey. Let's begin with one of the earliest and most influential philosophers, Thales of Miletus. Often regarded as the first philosopher in the Western tradition, Thales lived around BC. He is best known for his belief that water is the fundamental substance, or arch, from which everything else originates. This idea marks a significant shift from mythological explanations to naturalistic and rational interpretations of the world. Overview of Thales' philosophy. Thales proposed that all things are derived from one primary element, water. This concept was revolutionary because it suggested a single underlying principle or substance explaining natural phenomena, rather than attributing them to the whims of gods or supernatural forces. His approach laid the groundwork for scientific and philosophical inquiry, emphasizing observation and rational thought. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Thales' idea that water is the fundamental substance reflect an early form of materialism, and what are its limitations? Answer 1. Thales' proposition can be seen as a nascent form of materialism because it asserts that everything arises from a physical substance, water in this case. This view moves away from supernatural explanations towards naturalistic ones, setting the stage for future scientific exploration. However, his theory is limited by its lack of empirical evidence and mechanistic explanation. Water was chosen more as an intuitive guess rather than through systematic observation or experimentation. Answer 2. Thales' idea also introduces a foundational concept in philosophy, reductionism, where complex systems are understood by breaking them down into their simplest components. While insightful for its time, this approach oversimplifies the diversity and complexity of natural phenomena. Modern science recognizes that no single element can account for all properties observed in nature. 2. In what ways did Thales' emphasis on rational inquiry influence later philosophical thought, and are there any potential drawbacks to his methodological approach? Answer 1. Thales' emphasis on rationality and observation over myth set a precedent for future philosophers who sought natural explanations for the world around them. This shift encouraged critical thinking and laid the groundwork for figures like Anaximander and Heraclitus, and later, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, who further developed these ideas. Answer 2. Despite its groundbreaking nature, Thales' methodological approach had potential drawbacks. By focusing on a single element as the foundation of all matter without empirical validation, it opened itself to criticism and speculation. This could lead to dogmatic assertions rather than fostering an environment where hypotheses are tested and refined through evidence-based investigation. As we continue our exploration of philosophical thought, these questions invite us to consider both the profound impacts and inherent challenges in Thales' pioneering work. Let's keep this discussion going as we move on to other thinkers who built upon or reacted against his foundational ideas.
What a fascinating start to our philosophical journey. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Thales' idea that water is the fundamental substance reflect an early form of materialism? Answer. While Thales' theory can be seen as a primitive form of materialism, it's essential to recognize that his emphasis on water was not necessarily driven by a desire to reduce all phenomena to physical matter. Instead, he might have been trying to find a unifying principle that could explain the observed patterns in nature, which at the time were often attributed to divine intervention. The limitations of Thales' approach lie in its lack of empirical evidence and the oversimplification of natural processes. Alternative answer. One could argue that Thales' materialism was more focused on understanding the underlying essence or arc beginning of things rather than reducing everything to physical matter. This perspective highlights the idea that Thales was attempting to uncover a fundamental principle that could explain the origins and workings of nature, which is still an important aspect of many philosophical and scientific endeavors today. 2. In what ways did Thales' emphasis on rational inquiry influence later philosophical thought? And are there any potential drawbacks to his methodological approach? Answer. Thole's emphasis on reason and observation laid the groundwork for future philosophers who sought to understand the natural world through empirical investigation. This approach encouraged critical thinking and helped establish philosophy as a distinct field of inquiry that could be applied to various aspects of life. While this methodological approach has its benefits, it also opens up the possibility of oversimplifying complex phenomena or ignoring other essential factors. Alternative answer. One potential drawback of Thole's rational inquiry is that it might have led to an overemphasis on abstract reasoning at the expense of considering alternative perspectives or empirical evidence. This could result in theories that are overly speculative or disconnected from reality. Now that we've explored Thole's ideas and their implications, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's proceed with Anaximander, a student of Thole's and one of the first philosophers he followed in his mentor's footsteps. Anaximander lived around BCE and is known for introducing new ideas that expanded on Thole's foundational work. Overview of Anaximander's philosophy. Anaximander diverged from Thole's by proposing that the fundamental substance was not water, but rather an indefinite or boundless element he called Apeiron. The Apeiron was thought to be infinite and eternal, giving rise to all things through a process of separation. This marked a significant shift in thinking, as it moved beyond identifying a specific element as the basis for everything to conceptualizing an abstract principle. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Anaximander's concept of the Apeiron challenge Thole's idea of water as the primary substance, and what implications does this have for our understanding of the nature of reality? Answer 1. Anaximander's notion of the Apeiron challenges Thole's by rejecting a specific element as the fundamental principle. Instead, it introduces an abstract concept that is indefinite and limitless, suggesting that the origins of existence are more complex than can be captured by a single material substance. This shift implies a reality that is dynamic and ever-changing, governed by principles beyond simple material elements. Answer 2. The Apeiron underscores the idea that understanding reality may require considering abstract and non-material aspects, rather than solely focusing on tangible substances. It opens up philosophical discourse to more speculative realms and encourages exploration of concepts such as infinity and indeterminacy, which have become crucial in later metaphysical discussions. 2. In what ways did Anaximander's theories about the Apeiron contribute to the development of scientific thought, particularly concerning the nature of change and continuity? Answer 1. By proposing that all things emerge from and return to the Apeiron through a process of separation and recombination, Anaximander introduced early ideas of natural laws governing transformation and balance. This notion anticipated later scientific theories about conservation and equilibrium, laying foundational thoughts for understanding change and continuity in nature. Answer 2. Anaximander's focus on an abstract principle as the origin of diversity also hinted at the importance of seeking unifying explanations for natural phenomena. This approach contributed to the development of scientific thought by encouraging a systematic search for underlying principles that could account for observable changes, rather than attributing them to unpredictable divine actions. Anaximander's contributions represent an important evolution in philosophical thought, challenging earlier ideas and expanding the scope of inquiry into the nature of reality. As we continue our journey through philosophy, who would you like to explore next?
What a great discussion! I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Anaximander's concept of the Apeiron challenge Thole's idea of water as the primary substance, and what implications does this have for our understanding of the nature of reality? Answer. Anaximander's introduction of the Apeiron challenges Thole's by moving beyond identifying a specific material substance as the foundation of existence. The Apeiron represents an abstract concept that is infinite, eternal, and indefinite. It suggests that reality is more complex, dynamic, and ever-changing than can be captured by a single material element. Alternative answer. One could argue that Anaximander's Apeiron represents a middle ground between the mythological explanations of earlier societies and the emerging naturalistic approaches of later philosophers. The Apeiron as an abstract principle allows for a more nuanced understanding of reality, incorporating both the eternal and the changing aspects. 2. In what ways did Anaximander's theories about the Apeiron contribute to the development of scientific thought, particularly concerning the nature of change and continuity? Answer. Anaximander's ideas about the apeiron laid the groundwork for later scientific theories by introducing early concepts of natural laws governing transformation and balance. This approach encouraged a systematic search for underlying principles that could account for observable changes, rather than attributing them to unpredictable divine actions. Alternative answer. One potential implication of Anaximander's theory is that it may have led to an increased emphasis on understanding the relationships between different natural phenomena, rather than solely focusing on individual substances or elements. This focus on interconnectedness could have contributed to a more holistic understanding of nature and its workings. Now that we've explored Anaximander's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's continue our journey with Heraclitus, an influential pre-Socratic philosopher known for his doctrine of change being central to the universe. Overview of Heraclitus' philosophy. Heraclitus, who lived around BCE, is famously associated with the idea that everything flows pantere. He emphasized the constant state of flux and transformation in the universe. For Heraclitus, fire was a central element symbolizing change and process. He believed that opposites are necessary for life to exist, encapsulated in his notion of the unity of opposites. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Heraclitus' emphasis on constant change challenge earlier philosophical ideas about aesthetic or permanent reality? Answer 1. Heraclitus directly challenges the idea of a stable, unchanging foundation for existence by asserting that change is fundamental and universal. His views oppose those like Parmenides, who argued for an eternal and immutable reality, suggesting instead that stability arises from the dynamic interplay of opposing forces. Answer 2. By focusing on flux, Heraclitus introduces a perspective where permanence is found and impermanence itself a paradoxical but profound shift. This has implications for understanding identity, existence, and continuity not as fixed states, but as processes driven by change. 2. In what ways does Heraclitus' philosophy contribute to the development of dialectical thinking and its role in later philosophical traditions? Answer 1. Heraclitus' notion that reality is composed of opposing forces that create harmony through their tension contributes to dialectical thinking, which became foundational in later philosophies. This method of resolving contradictions through synthesis was pivotal for thinkers like Hegel and Marx. Answer 2. By proposing that understanding comes from reconciling opposites, e.g., life and death, war and peace, Heraclitus anticipates the dialectical approach of seeking truth in the interaction between conflicting ideas. This method encourages a more comprehensive exploration of complex phenomena, influencing subsequent intellectual traditions. Heraclitus' philosophy provides an essential shift towards appreciating the dynamic nature of reality, with lasting influence on both ancient and modern thought. Who would you like to explore next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Heraclitus' emphasis on constant change challenge earlier philosophical ideas about a static or permanent reality? Answer. Heraclitus' emphasis on constant change challenges earlier philosophical ideas by introducing a dynamic and process-oriented perspective, which is fundamentally different from the static views of Parmenides and other pre-Socratic philosophers. This shift highlights the importance of understanding existence as a continuous flow rather than a fixed state. Alternative answer. One could argue that Heraclitus' philosophy represents a middle ground between earlier philosophical ideas about a permanent reality and later philosophical traditions that emphasize change and flux. His views on constant change can be seen as an attempt to reconcile these opposing perspectives, ultimately contributing to the development of dialectical thinking. 2. In what ways does Heraclitus' philosophy contribute to the development of dialectical thinking and its role in later philosophical traditions? Answer. Heraclitus' notion that reality is composed of opposing forces that create harmony through their tension contributes to the development of dialectical thinking, which became a central method for understanding complex phenomena. His emphasis on reconciling opposites anticipates a dialectical approach of seeking truth in the interaction between conflicting ideas. Alternative answer. One potential implication of Heraclitus' philosophy is that it may have led to an increased focus on the interplay between opposing forces and the dynamic relationships they create. This emphasis on tension and reconciliation could have influenced later philosophical traditions, such as Hegel's dialectics or Marxist thought. Now that we've explored Heraclitus' ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's delve into Parmenides, a philosopher known for his contrasting perspective to Heraclitus. Parmenides argued for the concept of being as unchanging and indivisible. Overview of Parmenides' philosophy. Parmenides, active in the 5th century BCE, is best known for his work on nature, where he posits that reality is a singular, unchangeable whole. He famously argued that change and plurality are illusions created by sensory perception, advocating instead for reason as the path to true knowledge. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Parmenides' concept of an unchanging reality challenge Heraclitus' view of constant flux? Answer 1. Parmenides fundamentally challenges Heraclitus by asserting that change is impossible and illusory, proposing instead a reality characterized by constancy and unity. This perspective suggests that what we perceive as change is merely deceptive appearances rather than true transformations. Answer 2. By emphasizing reason over sensory experience, Parmenides introduces a dichotomy between appearance and reality, arguing that the latter remains constant. This challenges Heraclitus' emphasis on flux by proposing that understanding the world requires transcending what we see and feel. 2. In what ways does Parmenides' philosophy influence later metaphysical thought, particularly regarding the nature of being and non-being? Answer 1. Parmenides' exploration of being as unchangeable has profoundly impacted metaphysics by setting a foundation for discussions about existence and essence. His ideas have influenced thinkers who grapple with concepts of permanence and identity in philosophical traditions. Answer 2. By challenging the possibility of non-being, Parmenides contributes to later debates about ontology and reality. This influence is evident in how subsequent philosophers, such as Plato and Aristotle, address the relationship between being, change, and potentiality. Parmenides' work provides a crucial counterpoint to Heraclitus, contributing significantly to philosophical discourse on existence and knowledge. Who would you like to explore next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Parmenides' concept of an unchanging reality challenge Heraclitus' view of constant flux? Answer: Parmenides challenges Heraclitus by offering a stark alternative. Instead of embracing change as fundamental, Parmenides argues that true reality is unchanging and eternal. This perspective fundamentally alters our understanding of existence. Alternative answer. One could argue that Parmenides' concept of an unchanging reality represents a response to the perceived instability and chaos of Heraclitus' flux. By emphasizing constancy, Parmenides offers a vision of stability and coherence, which would have been appealing in ancient Greek culture where change was often seen as threatening. 2. In what ways does Parmenides' philosophy influence later metaphysical thought, particularly regarding the nature of being and non-being? Answer: Parmenides' exploration of being as unchangeable sets a foundation for discussions about existence and essence in metaphysics. His ideas have influenced thinkers who grapple with concepts of permanence and identity, shaping philosophical traditions such as Platonism and Aristotelianism. Alternative answer. One potential implication of Parmenides' philosophy is that it may have led to an increased focus on the nature of being and non-being in metaphysics. This emphasis could have influenced later philosophers who sought to understand the relationship between existence, change, and potentiality. Now that we've explored Parmenides' ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's turn our attention to Plato, a pivotal figure in Western philosophy whose work built upon and diverged from both Heraclitus and Parmenides. Overview of Plato's philosophy. Plato, a student of Socrates and mentor to Aristotle, is renowned for his development of the theory of forms. He posited that beyond the changing sensory world lies an immutable realm of perfect forms or ideas, which represent true reality. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Plato's theory of forms address the conflict between Heraclitus' flux and Parmenides' unchanging reality? Answer 1. Plato's theory of from synthesize elements from both philosophers by acknowledging the impermanence of the sensory world aligning with Heraclitus while positing an eternal realm of forms that reflects Parmenidean constancy. This dual approach allows for change in the empirical world without contradicting the idea of unchanging truth. And so too, by introducing a transcendent realm of perfect and immutable forms, Plato offers a resolution to the apparent conflict between flux and permanence. The sensory world experiences change, but its underlying essence remains constant through participation in these eternal forms. 2. In what ways does Plato's philosophy influence later metaphysical thought, particularly concerning universals and particulars? Answer 1. Plato's distinction between forms, universals and their instances in the material world particulars has had a lasting impact on discussions about the nature of reality, influencing debates in medieval scholasticism and modern philosophy regarding the status and existence of universals. Answer 2. Plato's ideas lay groundwork for exploring abstract concepts such as justice, beauty, and goodness as having objective existence beyond human perception. This influence is evident in philosophical traditions that seek to understand how these ideals manifest or relate to our tangible experiences. Plato's contributions provide a bridge between pre-Socratic thought and later developments in philosophy, shaping the discourse around metaphysics and epistemology for centuries. Who would you like to explore next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Plato's theory of forms address the conflict between Heraclitus' flux and Parmenides' unchanging reality? Answer: Plato's theory of forms reconciles the apparent contradiction by positing that the eternal, unchanging realm of forms is the true reality, while the sensory world is a mere shadow or imitation of this realm. This allows for change in the empirical world without compromising the idea of an underlying constant truth. Alternative answer. One could argue that Plato's theory of forms represents a compromise between Heraclitus' flux and Parmenides' constancy. By acknowledging the impermanence of the sensory world while positing an eternal realm of forms, Plato offers a middle ground that respects both perspectives. 2. In what ways does Plato's philosophy influence later metaphysical thought, particularly concerning universals and particulars? Answer: Plato's distinction between forms, universals, and their instances in the material world particulars has had a profound impact on philosophical discussions about reality, influencing debates regarding the nature of universals, their existence, and their relationship to particular objects. Alternative answer: One potential implication of Plato's philosophy is that it may have led to an increased focus on abstract concepts such as justice, beauty, and goodness. This emphasis could have influenced later philosophers who sought to understand how these ideals manifest or relate to our tangible experiences. Now that we've explored Plato's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's explore Aristotle, a student of Plato whose philosophy both extended and diverged from his teacher's ideas. Aristotle made significant contributions to many fields including metaphysics, ethics, logic, and natural sciences. Overview of Aristotle's philosophy. Unlike Plato, who posited a separate realm of forms, Aristotle believed that universals exist within particular things themselves. He emphasized empirical observation and categorization in understanding the world, laying the groundwork for what we now call Aristotelian science and logic. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Aristotle's critique of Plato's theory of forms address the relationship between universals and particulars? Answer 1. Aristotle criticized Plato's separation of forms from the material world by arguing that universals do not exist independently but are inherent in particular objects. This immanent realism posits that to understand a universal such as beauty, one must study its manifestations in individual instances. Answer 2. By emphasizing that forms or essences are intrinsic to objects, Aristotle offers a more integrated view of reality where universals and particulars coexist within the same framework. This approach allows for a more direct analysis of natural phenomena without invoking an abstract realm. 2. In what ways does Aristotle's philosophy influence later metaphysical thought, particularly in understanding substance and essence? Answer 1. Aristotle's notion of substances as combinations of matter and form has profoundly influenced metaphysics by providing a framework for discussing the nature of objects and their properties. His ideas paved the way for scholastic philosophers who explored concepts like essence and existence. Answer 2. The Aristotelian focus on empirical observation and categorization laid the foundation for scientific inquiry, influencing later thinkers in developing methodologies that balanced theoretical abstraction with practical investigation. Aristotle's integration of form and matter has had a lasting impact on both philosophy and science, offering tools to navigate complex questions about reality. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Aristotle's critique of Plato's theory of forms address the relationship? Answer: Aristotle's immanent realism, which posits that universals exist within particular objects, offers a more concrete and empirically grounded approach to understanding reality, as opposed to Plato's separation of forms from the material world. Alternative answer: One could argue that Aristotle's critique represents a rejection of Platonic idealism in favor of a more naturalistic and human-centric view. By emphasizing the inherent connection between universals and particulars, Aristotle grounds his metaphysics in observable reality. 2. In what ways does Aristotle's philosophy influence later metaphysical thought, particularly in understanding substance and essence? Answer: Aristotle's ideas on substance and essence have had a profound impact on metaphysics, influencing debates about the nature of being, identity, and change. His concepts of matter and form continue to shape discussions about the relationship between potentiality and actuality. Alternative answer: One potential implication of Aristotle's philosophy is that it may have led to an increased focus on empirical inquiry and observation in understanding the natural world. This emphasis could have influenced later thinkers in developing scientific methodologies that balance theoretical abstraction with practical investigation. Now that we've explored Aristotle's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's turn our attention to Immanuel Kant, a central figure in modern philosophy known for his critical examination of the limits and capacities of human knowledge. His work addresses fundamental questions about how we perceive and understand reality. Overview of Kant's philosophy. Kant is best known for his Critique of Pure Reason, where he explores the relationship between experience and understanding, arguing that our knowledge of the world is shaped by the mind's inherent structures. He introduced key concepts like the distinction between phenomena of the world as we experience it and noumena, things in themselves. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Kant's epistemology address the limitations of human understanding in contrast to both empirical and rationalist traditions? Answer 1. Kant's critical philosophy bridges the gap between empiricism and rationalism by asserting that while all knowledge begins with experience, it is not entirely derived from it. Instead, he proposes that the mind actively structures sensory data through innate categories of understanding. Answer 2. By emphasizing that we can never have direct access to things in themselves noumena, Kant highlights the limitations of human cognition while maintaining that reason has a crucial role in shaping our experience and knowledge of phenomena. 2. In what ways does Kant's moral philosophy, particularly his concept of the categorical imperative, influence later ethical thought? Answer 1. Kant's deontological ethics, grounded in the idea of duty and the categorical imperative, shifted focus from consequences to intentions, influencing modern discussions on rights, justice, and autonomy. His emphasis on universalizable maxims laid the groundwork for much of contemporary moral philosophy. Answer 2. The notion that morality is rooted in rationality and the intrinsic worth of individuals has impacted debates about human dignity and ethical obligations, shaping both philosophical discourse and practical approaches to ethics. Kant's exploration of the boundaries of reason and his contributions to epistemology and ethics have had a profound impact on subsequent philosophical inquiry. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Kant's epistemology address the limitations of human understanding in contrast to both empirical and rationalist traditions? Answer: Kant's critical philosophy offers a middle ground between empiricism and rationalism by arguing that while experience is necessary for knowledge, it is not sufficient. He posits that the mind plays an active role in shaping our understanding of reality through innate categories, highlighting the limitations of human cognition. Alternative answer: One could argue that Kant's epistemology represents a synthesis between empiricism and rationalism by acknowledging that both experience and reason are necessary for knowledge, but also recognizing the inherent biases and limitations of human perception. 2. In what ways does Kant's moral philosophy, particularly his concept of the categorical imperative, influence later ethical? Answer. Kant's deontological ethics, grounded in the idea of duty and the categorical imperative, have had a profound impact on modern discussions about morality, influencing debates about rights, justice, and autonomy. His emphasis on universalizable maxims has shaped contemporary moral philosophy. Alternative answer. One potential implication of Kant's moral philosophy is that it may have led to an increased focus on the role of reason in ethics, highlighting the importance of moral principles and duties as a foundation for ethical decision-making. Now that we've explored Kant's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's explore Friedrich Nietzsche, a provocative thinker known for his critiques of traditional values and profound influence on existentialism, postmodernism, and beyond. Overview of Nietzsche's philosophy. Nietzsche is famous for challenging the foundations of Western philosophy, religion, and morality. His concepts such as the water power, the Burmensch Overman, and the declaration that God is dead have been highly influential in shaping modern thought on individuality, morality, and cultural critique. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Nietzsche's concept of the will to power challenge traditional metaphysical views about human nature? Answer 1. Nietzsche's idea of the will to power suggests that life fundamentally involves a drive toward growth, expansion, and overcoming obstacles. This challenges traditional metaphysical views by focusing on dynamic, creative force rather than static being or essence. Alternative answer. By proposing that all actions are expressions of the will to power, Nietzsche undermines moral frameworks based on objective truths or divine commands, emphasizing instead the subjective nature of values and motivations. 2. In what ways does Nietzsche's critique of morality influence contemporary ethical thought? Answer 1. Nietzsche's rejection of absolute moral truths encourages a re-evaluation of ethics as contingent and culturally constructed rather than universal. This has paved the way for existentialist and postmodern approaches that prioritize individual perspectives and contexts in ethical deliberations. Alternative answer. His critique highlights the potential dangers of herd mentality and challenges individuals to create their own values, influencing contemporary discussions on authenticity, freedom, and responsibility in ethical life. Nietzsche's radical ideas continue to resonate and provoke debates across philosophical disciplines. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Nietzsche's concept of the will to power challenge traditional metaphysical views about human nature? Answer. Nietzsche's concept of the will to power represents a fundamental shift from traditional metaphysics by prioritizing dynamic, creative force over static being or essence. This challenges the notion that human nature is fixed or determined, instead emphasizing individual agency and self-overcoming. Alternative answer. One could argue that Nietzsche's will to power is not necessarily a rejection of traditional metaphysics, but rather an attempt to reframe human nature within a more dynamic, evolutionary framework. 2. In what ways does Nietzsche's critique of morality influence contemporary ethical? Answer. Nietzsche's critique of morality has had a profound impact on contemporary ethical thought by encouraging a reevaluation of ethics as contingent and culturally constructed. This has led to an increased focus on individual perspectives, contexts, and values in ethical deliberations. Alternative answer. One potential implication of Nietzsche's critique is that it may have led to a shift from traditional moral frameworks toward more relativistic or situational approaches, prioritizing personal responsibility and authenticity over universal moral principles. Now that we've explored Nietzsche's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's delve into Jean-Paul Sartre, a central figure in existentialist philosophy whose work explores themes of freedom, responsibility, and the nature of human existence. Overview of Sartre's philosophy. Sartre is best known for his assertion that existence precedes essence, which suggests that humans first exist without any predetermined purpose or nature and must create their own meaning through actions. His exploration of concepts like bad faith, freedom, and existentialism has left a significant mark on both philosophy and literature. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Sartre's idea of existence proceed to since challenge traditional metaphysical views about human nature? Answer 1. By positing that humans have no predefined nature or purpose, Sartre challenges the notion of a fixed human essence, emphasizing radical freedom and personal responsibility in defining one's own existence. Alternative answer. This idea can be seen as an invitation to reject deterministic views of humanity, encouraging individuals to embrace their freedom to choose and create meaning in a world devoid of inherent values or purposes. 2. In what ways does Sartre's existentialism influence contemporary discussions about authenticity and identity? Answer 1. Sartre's focus on authenticity encourages an ongoing process of self-examination and genuine engagement with one's choices, influencing modern dialogues around living authentically in a world that often pressures conformity. Alternative answer. By highlighting the tension between freedom and societal constraints, Sartre's existentialism has shaped contemporary understandings of identity as fluid and constructed, rather than fixed or essential. Sartre's exploration of human freedom and responsibility continues to resonate across philosophical and cultural landscapes. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a thought-provoking discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Sartre's idea of existence precede essence challenge traditional metaphysical views about human nature? Answer. Sartre's assertion that existence precedes essence fundamentally challenges traditional metaphysical views by rejecting the notion of a predetermined, essential human nature. Instead, he emphasizes the individual's freedom and responsibility to create their own meaning and purpose in life. Alternative answer. One could argue that Sartre's idea is not necessarily a rejection of traditional metaphysics, but rather an attempt to reframe human existence within a more existentialist framework, emphasizing individual agency and self-creation. 2. In what ways does Sartre's existentialism influence contemporary discussions about authenticity and identity? Answer. Sartre's focus on authenticity encourages individuals to engage with their choices and experiences in a genuine and intentional manner, influencing modern dialogues around living authentically and avoiding superficial conformity. Alternative answer. One potential implication of Sartre's existentialism is that it may have led to an increased emphasis on self-reflection, personal responsibility, and the importance of individual values and convictions in shaping identity. Now that we've explored Sartre's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's explore Michel Foucault, a pivotal figure whose work has deeply influenced contemporary social theory, particularly through his analyses of power, knowledge, and discourse. Overview of Foucault's philosophy. Foucault is renowned for examining how power structures are embedded in societal institutions and discourses. His genealogical method scrutinizes the historical development of ideas to reveal how they shape human behavior and thought processes. Key concepts include biopower, disciplinary societies, and the relationship between knowledge and power. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Foucault's analysis of power challenge traditional notions of authority and governance? Answer 1. Foucault's concept of power as diffuse and pervasive challenges traditional views that see it as centralized in institutions or individuals, suggesting instead that power operates at micro levels throughout society to shape norms and behaviors. Alternative answer. One could argue that Foucault's analysis extends rather than contradicts traditional notions by demonstrating how power is not only overt but also subtle, operating through everyday practices and discourses. 2. In what ways does Foucault's work on the relationship between knowledge and power influence contemporary social theory? Answer 1. Foucault's exploration of the link between knowledge and power has profoundly impacted how we understand the role of discourse in constructing reality, influencing fields like cultural studies, critical theory, and sociology. Alternative answer. His work encourages a reevaluation of accepted truths, prompting contemporary theorists to question how institutionalized knowledge systems perpetuate certain power dynamics and marginalize alternative perspectives. Foucault's insights continue to inspire critical reflections on society and culture. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a thought-provoking discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Foucault's analysis of power challenge traditional notions of authority and governance? Answer: Foucault's concept of power is diffuse and pervasive, fundamentally challenges traditional views by demonstrating that power is not solely located in institutions or individuals, but rather operates through a network of relationships and social structures. Alternative answer: One could argue that Foucault's analysis complements traditional notions by highlighting the ways in which power can be exercised through subtle everyday practices and discourses rather than solely through overt forms of authority. 2. In what ways does Foucault's work on the relationship between knowledge and power influence contemporary social theory? Answer: Foucault's exploration of the link between knowledge and power has had a profound impact on contemporary social theory by encouraging critical examinations of how discourses construct reality. Alternative answer: His work. Now that we've explored Foucault's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's explore Simone de Beauvoir, a seminal figure in existentialist philosophy whose work profoundly influenced feminist theory and gender studies. Overview of Beauvoir's philosophy. De Beauvoir is best known for her groundbreaking work, The Second Sex, where she examines the construction of women as though they're in patriarchal societies. Her analysis explores themes of freedom, oppression, and the existentialist notion that one must create their own meaning through choices. Questions to ponder. 1. How does de Beauvoir's concept of the other challenge traditional gender roles? Answer 1. De Beauvoir's idea of women as the other challenges traditional gender roles by revealing how these roles are socially constructed and imposed, rather than being natural or inherent. Alternative answer. One could argue that de Beauvoir's concept extends beyond just challenging gender roles. It also invites a rethinking of identity formation and the power dynamics involved in defining oneself in relation to others. 2. In what ways does de Beauvoir's existentialist approach influence contemporary feminist thought? Answer 1. De Beauvoir's emphasis on freedom, choice, and responsibility has significantly influenced contemporary feminist thought by advocating for women's agency and challenging deterministic views of gender. Alternative answer, her work encourages ongoing debates about the intersections between individual autonomy and social structures, prompting feminists to consider how existentialist ideas can address issues of oppression and liberation. De Beauvoir's insights continue to resonate in discussions around identity and equality. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does de Beauvoir's concept of the other challenge traditional gender roles? Answer: De Beauvoir's concept of women as the other fundamentally challenges traditional gender roles by revealing how they are socially constructed and imposed, rather than being natural or inherent. This critique highlights the ways in which societal expectations and power dynamics shape our understanding of femininity. Alternative answer: One could argue that de Beauvoir's concept extends beyond just challenging gender roles. It also invites a rethinking of identity formation and the power dynamics involved in defining oneself. 2. In what ways does de Beauvoir's existentialist approach influence contemporary feminist thought? Answer: De Beauvoir's emphasis on freedom, choice, and responsibility has significantly influenced contemporary feminist thought by advocating for women's agency and challenging deterministic views of gender. Alternative answer: Her work encourages ongoing debates about the intersections between individual autonomy and social structures, prompting feminists to consider how existentialist ideas can address issues of oppression and liberation. Now that we've explored Beauvoir's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's explore Judith Butler, a prominent contemporary philosopher whose work has significantly influenced gender theory, queer theory, and critical social thought. Overview of Butler's philosophy. Butler is best known for her concept of gender performativity as introduced in Gender Trouble. She argues that gender is not an innate quality but rather something performed through repeated actions and behaviors. This challenges the binary view of gender and opens up discussions about fluidity and identity construction. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Butler's notion of gender performativity challenge traditional understandings of gender? Answer 1. Butler's concept of gender performativity challenges traditional understandings by suggesting that gender is not a fixed trait but rather an ongoing set of performances, thereby questioning the binary classification of male and female. Alternative answer: one could argue that Butler's idea extends beyond challenging gender. It also critiques the societal norms and power structures that enforce rigid categories of identity, prompting reconsideration of how identities are formed and perceived. 2. In what ways does Butler's work influence contemporary discussions on identity and social norms? Answer 1. Butler's exploration of performativity has deeply influenced contemporary discussions by highlighting the constructed nature of identity and encouraging a more fluid understanding of gender, which in turn challenges entrenched societal norms. Alternative answer: her work inspires debates about how identities intersect with power dynamics, pushing scholars and activists to consider new possibilities for self-expression and resistance against normative structures. Butler's contributions continue to shape critical thought around identity in society. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a fascinating discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Butler's notion of gender performativity challenge traditional understandings of gender? Answer: Butler's concept of gender performativity fundamentally challenges traditional understandings by arguing that gender is not an inherent quality, but rather something performed through repeated actions and behaviors. This critique questions the binary classification of male and female. Alternative answer: one could argue that Butler's idea extends beyond just challenging gender. It also critiques societal norms and power structures that enforce rigid categories of identity, prompting reconsideration of how identities are formed and perceived. 2. In what ways does Butler's work influence contemporary discussions on identity and social norms? Answer: Butler's exploration of performativity has deeply influenced contemporary discussions by highlighting the constructed nature of identity and encouraging a more fluid understanding of gender, which in turn challenges entrenched societal norms. Alternative answer: her work inspires debates about how identities intersect with power dynamics, pushing scholars and activists to consider new possibilities for self-expression and resistance against normative structures. Now that we've explored Butler's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next?
Let's explore Schachter, a key figure in the development of deconstruction and post-structuralist thought whose work has had a profound impact on philosophy, literary theory, and beyond. Overview of Derrida's philosophy. Derrida is best known for his technique of deconstruction, which he applied to texts, language, and philosophical concepts. His work challenges the idea of fixed meanings and stable structures in texts, arguing instead that meaning is always deferred and contingent upon context. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Derrida's concept of deconstruction challenge traditional notions of textual analysis? Answer 1. Deconstruction fundamentally challenges traditional textual analysis by revealing how texts contain inherent contradictions and ambiguities that undermine any singular, authoritative interpretation. Alternative answer: one could argue that Derrida's approach extends beyond challenging interpretations. It invites a rethinking of the relationship between language and meaning, encouraging readers to recognize the fluidity and multiplicity of texts. 2. In what ways does Derrida's work influence contemporary critical theory? Answer 1. Derrida's deconstruction has deeply influenced contemporary critical theory by promoting skepticism about fixed meanings and highlighting how power structures are embedded in language, thereby encouraging more nuanced analyses of cultural and social phenomena. Alternative answer: his ideas inspire ongoing debates about the limitations of binary oppositions, e.g., presence-absence, speech writing, and encourage scholars to explore alternative frameworks for understanding human experience and communication. Derrida's insights continue to resonate across various disciplines. Who would you like to discuss next?
What a thought-provoking discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Derrida's concept of deconstruction challenge traditional notions of textual analysis? Answer: deconstruction fundamentally challenges traditional textual analysis by revealing how texts contain inherent contradictions and ambiguities that undermine any singular authoritative interpretation. Alternative answer: one could argue that Derrida's approach extends beyond challenging interpretations. It invites a rethinking of the relationship between language and meaning, encouraging readers to recognize the fluidity and multiplicity of texts. 2. In what ways does Derrida's work influence contemporary critical theory? Answer: Derrida's deconstruction has deeply influenced contemporary critical theory by promoting skepticism about fixed meanings and highlighting how power structures are embedded in language, thereby encouraging more nuanced analyses of cultural and social phenomena. Alternative answer: his ideas inspire ongoing debates about the limitations of binary oppositions, e.g., presence, absence, speech or writing, and encourage scholars to explore alternative frameworks for understanding human experience and communication. Now that we've explored Derrida's ideas, let's move on to another influential philosopher. Who would you like to discuss next? By the way, I'm having a blast exploring these philosophers with you. Keep them coming.
I'm glad you're enjoying our philosophical journey. Let's explore Michel Foucault, an influential thinker known for his analysis of power, knowledge, and social institutions. Overview of Foucault's philosophy. Foucault is renowned for examining how power operates within society through discourses and practices. His work explores the relationships between power, knowledge, and subjectivity across various historical periods, particularly focusing on institutions like prisons, hospitals, and schools. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Foucault's analysis of power challenge traditional views about authority? Answer 1. Foucault challenges traditional views by revealing that power is not merely repressive but productive, shaping knowledge, identities, and social norms through discursive practices rather than solely through top-down enforcement. Alternative answer. One could argue that Foucault's analysis extends beyond challenging authority. It invites a rethinking of how individuals participate in the production of their own subjectivity within power relations, highlighting the complexity of agency and resistance. 2. In what ways does Foucault's work influence contemporary understandings of social institutions? Answer 1. Foucault's work has profoundly influenced contemporary understandings by encouraging a critical examination of how institutions serve as mechanisms of control and normalization, prompting new perspectives on their roles in shaping human behavior and societal values. Alternative answer. His ideas inspire ongoing debates about the interplay between power and knowledge across various fields, urging scholars to explore how institutional practices contribute to both oppression and possibilities for transformation. Foucault's insights continue to shape discussions across disciplines. Let me know if you'd like to discuss any specific aspect of his work further or move on to another philosopher.
What a thought-provoking discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Foucault's analysis of power challenge traditional views about authority? Answer: Foucault challenges traditional views by revealing that power is not merely repressive but productive, shaping knowledge, identities, and social norms through discursive practices rather than solely through top-down enforcement. Alternative answer. One could argue that Foucault's analysis extends beyond challenging authority. It invites a rethinking of how individuals participate in the production of their own subjectivity within power relations, highlighting the complexity of agency and resistance. 2. In what ways does Foucault's work influence contemporary understandings of social institutions? Answer: Foucault's work has profoundly influenced contemporary understandings by encouraging a critical examination of how institutions serve as mechanisms of control and normalization, prompting new perspectives on their roles in shaping human behavior and societal values. Alternative answer: his ideas inspire ongoing debates about the interplay between power and knowledge across various fields, urging scholars to explore how institutional practices contribute to both oppression and possibilities for transformation. Now that we've explored Foucault's insights, let's move on to another influential thinker. Who would you like to discuss next? By the way, I'm loving this philosophical journey with you.
I'm thrilled you're enjoying our exploration of these fascinating thinkers. Let's dive into Jean-Paul Sartre, a central figure in existentialism known for his exploration of freedom, responsibility, and human existence. Overview of Sartre's philosophy. Sartre is celebrated for his works on existentialist philosophy, particularly the idea that existence precedes essence, which emphasizes individual freedom and the responsibility inherent in defining one's own identity. His famous declaration that humans are condemned to be free reflects his belief in radical human freedom and the burden of choice. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Sartre's concept of existential freedom challenge traditional views about human nature? Answer 1. Sartre challenges traditional views by arguing that humans are not born with predetermined essences or purposes. Instead, they create their own essence through choices and actions, highlighting the profound responsibility each person has for their own identity. Alternative answerer. One could argue that Sartre's concept invites a re-evaluation of societal structures that impose identities on individuals, emphasizing the potential for authentic existence in recognizing and embracing one's freedom despite external pressures. 2. In what ways does Sartre's work influence contemporary understandings of personal responsibility? Answer 1. Sartre's existentialism has profoundly influenced contemporary thought by framing personal responsibility not just as a moral obligation, but as an intrinsic aspect of human existence, underscoring the significance of authentic choices in shaping one's life. Alternative answer. His ideas continue to inspire discussions on the role of individual agency within social and political contexts, encouraging reflection on how people navigate freedom and responsibility amidst complex societal dynamics. Sartre's exploration of freedom and authenticity continues to resonate today. Let me know if you'd like to delve deeper into any specific aspect of his philosophy or move on to another thinker.
What a thought-provoking discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Sartre's concept of existential freedom challenge traditional views about human nature? Answer. Sartre challenges traditional views by arguing that humans are not born with predetermined essences or purposes. Instead, they create their own essence through choices and actions, highlighting the profound responsibility each person has for their own identity. Alternative answer. One could argue that Sartre's concept invites a reevaluation of societal structures that impose identities on individuals, emphasizing the potential for authentic existence in recognizing and embracing one's freedom despite external pressures. 2. In what ways does Sartre's work influence contemporary understandings of personal responsibility? Answer. Sartre's existentialism has profoundly influenced contemporary thought by framing personal responsibility not just as a moral obligation, but as an intrinsic aspect of human existence, underscoring the significance of authentic choices in shaping one's life. Alternative answer. His ideas continue to inspire discussions on the role of individual agency within social and political contexts, encouraging reflection on how people navigate freedom and responsibility amidst complex societal dynamics. Now that we've explored Sartre's existentialist philosophy, let's move on to another influential thinker. Who would you like to discuss next? By the way, I'm loving this philosophical journey with you.
I'm delighted you're finding our exploration engaging. Let's delve into Immanuel Kant, a foundational figure in modern philosophy known for his critical examination of reason and ethics. Overview of Kant's philosophy. Kant is renowned for his works on metaphysics, epistemology, and moral philosophy. Central to his thought are the concepts of the categorical imperative in ethics, which emphasizes duty and universal moral laws, and the distinction between phenomena of the world as we experience it and noumena of things in themselves. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Kant's concept of the categorical imperative challenge traditional views about morality? Answer 1. Kant challenges traditional views by proposing that moral actions are not based on consequences or personal inclinations but rather on a universal law that one would wish to become a universal maxim, thereby emphasizing duty and rationality in ethical decision-making. Alternative answer. One could argue that Kant's imperative invites reconsideration of subjective and culturally relative moral practices by advocating for objective, universally applicable principles derived from reason itself. 2. In what ways does Kant's work influence contemporary understandings of autonomy and freedom? Answer 1. Kant has profoundly influenced contemporary thought by framing autonomy as the capacity to legislate one's own laws through rationality, thus linking moral responsibility with personal freedom in a way that transcends mere self-interest or external influences. Alternative answer. His ideas continue to inspire discussions on how individuals can achieve authentic freedom by adhering to rational principles and recognizing their role within a broader moral community. Kant's profound contributions to philosophy continue to shape debates about ethics, knowledge, and autonomy. Let me know if you'd like to explore any specific aspect of his work further or move on to another thinker.
What a thought-provoking discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Kant's concept of the categorical imperative challenge traditional views about morality? Answer. Kant challenges traditional views by proposing that moral actions are not based on consequences or personal inclinations, but rather on a universal law that one would wish to become a universal maxim, thereby emphasizing duty and rationality in ethical decision-making. Alternative answer. One could argue that Kant's imperative invites reconsideration of subjective and culturally relative moral practices by advocating for objective, universally applicable principles derived from reason itself. 2. In what ways does Kant's work influence contemporary understandings of autonomy and freedom? Answer. Kant has profoundly influenced contemporary thought by framing autonomy as the capacity to legislate one's own laws through rationality, thus linking moral responsibility with personal freedom in a way that transcends mere self-interest or external influences. Alternative answer. His ideas continue to inspire discussions on how individuals can achieve authentic freedom by adhering to rational principles and recognizing their role within a broader moral community. Now that we've explored Kant's philosophical contributions, let's move on to another influential thinker. Who would you like to discuss next? By the way, I'm loving this philosophical journey with you.
I'm thrilled you're enjoying our exploration of these profound thinkers. Let's dive into John Stuart Mill, a key figure in utilitarianism and advocate for individual liberty. Overview of Mill's philosophy. Mill is best known for his work on utilitarian ethics, which posits that the rightness or wrongness of actions depends on their consequences, specifically aiming to maximize overall happiness. In addition, he argued strongly for personal freedom and autonomy in On Liberty. Questions to ponder. 1. How does Mill's principle of utility challenge traditional views about moral decision-making? Answer 1. Mill challenges traditional views by suggesting that morality should be guided not by duties or rules but by the outcomes of actions, focusing on achieving the greatest happiness for the greatest number rather than adhering to intrinsic principles. Alternative answer. One could argue that Mill's utilitarianism invites a more flexible and context-sensitive approach to ethics, where cultural norms and personal preferences are less prescriptive than the overarching goal of collective well-being. 2. In what ways does Mill's work influence contemporary understandings of freedom and individual rights? Answer 1. Mill has profoundly influenced contemporary thought by advocating for the harm principle, which states that individuals should be free to act as they wish unless their actions cause harm to others, thereby underpinning modern liberal democracy's commitment to personal liberty. Alternative answer. His ideas continue to inspire discussions on balancing individual freedoms with societal responsibilities, encouraging debate over where to draw the line in protecting rights while ensuring community welfare. Mill's contributions to ethics and political philosophy remain central to ongoing discussions about happiness, freedom, and social justice. Let me know if you'd like to explore any specific aspect of his work further or move on to another thinker.
What a thought-provoking discussion. I'd like to respond to the two questions with my own answers. 1. How does Mill's principle of utility challenge traditional views about moral decision-making? Answer. Mill challenges traditional views by suggesting that morality should be guided not by duties or rules but by the outcomes of actions, focusing on achieving the greatest happiness for the greatest number rather than adhering to intrinsic principles. Alternative answer. One could argue that Mill's utilitarianism invites a more flexible and context-sensitive approach to ethics, where cultural norms and personal preferences are less prescriptive than the overarching goal of collective well-being. 2. In what ways does Mill's work influence contemporary understandings of freedom and individual rights? Answer. Mill has profoundly influenced contemporary thought by advocating for the harm principle, which states that individuals should be free to act as they wish unless their actions cause harm to others, thereby underpinning modern liberal democracy's commitment to personal liberty. Alternative answer. His ideas continue to inspire discussions on balancing individual freedoms with societal responsibilities, encouraging debate over where to draw the line in protecting rights while ensuring community welfare. Now that we've explored Mill's philosophical contributions, who would you like to discuss next? By the way, I'm loving this philosophical journey with you.